Coming up on the Hot Coffee and Chingazos podcast, Halloween. Why do we love it? Why do we celebrate it? The things that go on in Halloween, especially with movies and howls in the night. Whoa, lady, calm down. It's just a podcast. Well, I guess you'd scream. I mean, because I do have the face for radio. Coming at you. All right, here we go. Episode number 8, the Spooktacular Halloween Special. Tricks, treats, and terrors. Welcome, ghouls and goblins, to the Spooktacular Halloween Special here at Hot Coffee and what? Chingazos Podcast. I'm D-Flo, your ghost host with the most. Tonight we are deep diving into the dark side of October. The scariest movies, the coolest cartoons, and the creepiest music to set the mood in Halloween. So grab your candy, lock your doors, and let's get it going. So let's start with the movies, scariest movies ever. Does anybody know what the scariest movie ever is, ever made? Some people might say it could be, you know, Insidious, I don't know, or what is it, It Follows. But no, the real one to sleep with your lights on is, or that's what they have as, is The Exorcist. But for me, I think it's actually Poltergeist Part 2. Yeah, you might disagree with me, but I think my scariest is Poltergeist Part 2. And tell me, that old man, did he not creep the hell out of you? Because he did with me. I can still hear his song that he sings, you know, when he's talking to Carol Ann. So, yeah. But yeah, it is The Exorcist. All these old school movies were disturbing, and apparently people fainted in theaters, especially with the Exorcist back in the day. People ran out. They couldn't deal with it. Compared to movies nowadays, a lot of it is all loud bangs. I will tell you that The Conjuring Part 1 was an actually really good, scary movie as of recent. And also in Insidious, the jump scare with the red devil behind that lady's shoulder, that got everybody, man. That was actually really good. That was very good. So applause to James Wan for thinking that. But again, they're all just jump scares. So like I was saying, back to The Exorcist. That movie still messes me up even when I watch it, because I know spinning heads, creepy whispers, almost a bit of realism. If you believe in that stuff, good and evil, nah. I'm good. No, thank you. I'll stick with podcasting because that stuff can actually happen. I don't know about the spinning heads part, but creepy whispers, demons, you know, bad things, possessing people. Another shout out would be to the movie that portrays the Halloween holiday is Halloween. Back in 1978, the first one. Michael Myers, man, I tell you, that boy has the cardio of a marathon runner. But he still walks and catches his prey, man, every time. This guy has the emotion of a rock. And man, I tell you, that guy was created as a stone cold killer. You don't even blink. I mean, maybe, or at least in the remakes he does, but I don't think I can trust a man who doesn't blink. It's something unordinary. I'm like, blink, bro. Don't your eyes hurt from all the dryness? Come on, man. You got to see better. Just blink. You know, it takes less than a second. Friday the 13th. Everybody knows Jason. He's got the same mentality as Michael Myers. He don't run. He just walks. And I'm sure he's got some good cardio, but he's a man of the sea. He likes to, you know, be in water all sometimes. And he's an avid hockey fan. So kudos on him. What else do we got? Hellraiser. Ooh, Hellraiser's a good one for Halloween, too. You know, demon to some, angels to others. Pinhead, man. That boy, he doesn't care. He does not care about you. He will literally tear your soul apart. Of course, let's not forget one of the main staples of scariness, Mr. Krueger, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Sure, there are others, but right now, I have so many that are coming in my mind, I just can't name them all. So those are the ones right now that just came to my mind. And those are the ones that pretty much stuck with me the entire time. So if you want something weird, you want to watch something weird, you know, as far as a movie, now that I think about it, Cabin in the Woods. And when I say Cabin in the Woods, a lot of you will be like, oh, yeah, that one was actually pretty weird. It was kind of a campy. It's like a horror version of a behind-the-scenes blooper reel. Think about it. When I saw this movie, I was like, what? I enjoyed the betting that happened in the movie, like behind the scenes with the guys controlling the dark entities. You know, it's more of a horror meets Hunger Games kind of thing, you know. I did enjoy when all of them, spoiler alert, got free and pretty much escaped and terrorized and got everybody, basically. Now, for something a little lighter, the cartoons that gave us nostalgia, nightmares, and therapy, right? You can't talk about Halloween or celebrate Halloween without this one cartoon, and it's called It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's not scary. It's for kids. And they talk about Halloween and, you know, how they celebrate it. Unless your name is Linus. This boy is dark. He waits for an entity in a pumpkin patch all night long. Oops, spoilers. Does he show up? You got to watch to find out. I grew up with that cartoon as a child, but as a teen, now I'm telling my age now, has to be The Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror episodes. Like, I know there's like 40 different years worth of it, but these, in my opinion, are the most cringiest episodes, okay? They're basically Halloween comfort food. Every year, these parodies from them, they have gore, they have dad jokes, and many of them are, they go a little far. So I'm going to give you my top three for now. The first one, my number one, would be, it's called Nightmare Cafeteria. It's in Treehouse of Horror 5. The Simpsons didn't shy away from depicting cannibalism, so nobody is safe. It's kind of like South Park. They don't care. You know, they'll show you exactly what you need. They realize that, or the kids, you know, Bart and Lisa, they realize that their teachers, oh, convenience, have become cannibals. You know, they kill and eat children at Springfield Elementary. And they soon find that they cannot escape this grim fate. And I was pretty shocked when Milhouse got tossed into a big-ass blender, and then eventually Lisa and Bart too, soon after. Spoilers. That was the first one. I was like, wow, they actually killed off Bart, Lisa, and Milhouse right off the bat. That's crazy. But fortunately, they're just little stories, and it was Treehouse stories. The next one was called The Pookadook from Treehouse of Horrors number 23. That one's kind of a Babadook rendition of it. This one effectively mines the same fears as what the Babadook. Those of you that have seen that movie, it's not a bad movie. It's pretty good. It's more of a creep factor kind of thing, what it was played upon. But the fact that Marge threatens Maggie, the baby, with a knife instead of the other children, makes the story a little bit more disturbing. You know, why a baby, you know? So seeing Marge brandish that knife at Maggie is a little unsettling. And the segment's optimistic conclusion, well, didn't shy away from the dread entirely. Thus, the Pookadook stands out as the darkest and creepiest segment in The Simpsons that has aired in some time. All right, and then the third one is The Thing and I from Treehouse of Horror 7. Bart finds out he was a conjoined twin when he was a baby, but Marge and Homer didn't even tell him. They kept that boy upstairs in the attic, and they fed him fish heads until Hugo, which is Bart's brother's name, Hugo comes out and holds him hostage, you know, just because he's mad, and he wants to reattach himself to his brother, Bart. Meanwhile, Marge and Homer kept him locked alone, and that creeps us out. And that, because I knew. The humorous twist was that they, where we discovered that Bart was the evil twin after all. Hugo was the good guy. Bart was the bad guy. You can't bring back those memories, man. That was good stuff, man. That was a good little twist. It's like, what? All of a sudden, he's the bad guy? You know, it was great. I really enjoyed it. Oh, man. And then we go with our honorable mention. I'm sure a lot of y'all will agree with me. Let's not forget about Courage the Cowardly Dog. This is where the therapy and a lot of people have. Man, that show was supposed to be for kids, but it was secretly therapy homework. Nonetheless, I grew up with that, and it had a lot of creepy characters in it. Whew. Would I watch it again? Yes. Would I show my child one day? Of course. Now, there are others that I grew up as a child that weren't really Halloween themed. Well, I guess Courage the Cowardly Dog wasn't Halloween themed, so they were still creepy. Dungeons and Dragons back in the 80s. That one was good, man. That one was creepy. It had the weirdest characters. And then you had Tiamat, the fucking seven-headed dragon that they were trying to get. Then you also have Sleepy Hollow from Disney. Disney created this cartoon and relied heavily on the creep factor when Ichabod Crane was walking alone in the dark. You heard frogs croaking, the wind howling. It was beautiful. I mean, it was great. It creeped you out because it centered you as far as watching him, and you felt what happened was going to happen to him. And then it turns out to be nothing. Or did it? And then my final honorable mention on cartoons is The Real Ghostbusters. That had some scary characters, some, you know, crazy tones. Hell, even the some of the speaking, even some of the voices on there were scary. I mean, take for instance the Sandman from Ghostbusters. It's kind of like raspy and low, and that one just creeped me out. So those were my cartoons, ladies and gentlemen. So after our cartoons, we talk about the music and soundtracks that actually produces for Halloween. Let's set the vibe with some spooky jams. So the holy trinity of spooky jams is, can you guess them? I'll give you 3 seconds. Okay, let's see how you did. The first one is Thriller. The second one is Ghostbusters. And the third one, can anybody guess? Monster Mash. If those songs don't play at your Halloween party, it's not a real party. But if you want true chills, the Halloween theme by John Carpenter, man, it's just a piano, but it's like being stalked by anxiety itself. Let's not forget and add the Stranger Things synth theme for that eerie retro mood. So yeah, that's what we use for the Halloween music for this year, every year, and years past. So play on. All right, now we have a party. Welcome, Big Tex. Welcome back. Have a seat.
Are you serious? Y'all want me to sit here?
Yes. Come on in, man. Sit down.
Why? What are you up to?
I ain't up to anything. I just wanted to need an. I just need another person to answer these questions.
They ain't sexual or nothing, are they?
No, sir. Just a quick movie quiz to see if you know any.
Okay, partner, bring it on.
All right, let's play real or fake horror movie. I'll name a title. You tell me if it's real or something I made up.
All right, I'm ready.
Movie number one, Killer Sofa. Now, think about it, Tex.
I think it's fake. Has to be. What kind of a movie would you see if a couch done kill you while you rested? No, sir. It's gonna be a fake.
Wrong, sir. It's real. This movie is real. It's about a possessed recliner that kills people. Now, sir, you are now 0-1.
Ah, shoot. I didn't know they made garbage like that. I officially gave up on humanity now that I know that there's a couch that likes to eat people. Ooh-wee, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, next, The Ginger Dead Man.
That sounds fake, but I want it to be real, kind of. I'm going to go with real because it sounds stupid.
That is correct. It is real. It stars Gary Busey as an evil cookie. I guess he kills. I haven't really seen this movie because, you know, I've been a little busy.
Gary who?
Gary Busey, the buttered sausage.
Talk about
guy.
Buttered sausage, you know him? Where it comes from. What it
no
does.
Way. Him, the buttered guy? I like his movies. Especially that Predator 2 one. I saw that halfway only. Yeah, you get it? He was only halfway there. So I just decided not to watch it no more. I really don't know who won or lost. Did the Predator win? I'm not too sure. We'll talk later. I mean, I guess I'll be watching that Gingerbread Man.
Gingerbread Man, now you got me talking like you. It's Ginger Dead Man. Gary Busey is the Ginger Dead Man.
Well, whatever. I mean, I'm watching that immediately after this show. I didn't think it was real, though. It sounded kind of stupid.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, that's the spirit. It is Halloween.
Oh, well. It was fun. But I got a skedaddle. Hoofhearted needs to be fed, you know? He hasn't eaten all day. He's been looking at them coffee beans.
You stay away from my coffee beans. Those are mine.
Well, if you have them lying around, or you know, he's going to eat them. So I got to go, all right? Bye.
All right, Ted, we'll see you next time. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of advice. Please, whenever you guys are using costumes, make sure they're appropriate or at least funny. Don't make them very, very weird or sometimes just embarrassing. One year, I went as a ghost, long time ago. My mom used a floral bed sheet. I looked like my grandmother's wallpaper. I was pretty scary, and it smelled like mothballs. All right, well, make sure you all stay spooky, stay safe, and remember, if you hear strange noises tonight, it's probably your cat. Probably. If you like this podcast, please like, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and we are now on YouTube at Hot Coffee and Chingazos. If you need to email us, also email us at Hot Coffee and Chingazos. Until next time, happy Halloween, trick or treat. Laters.